You get your tits sucked?
Oh, yeah, I get my tits sucked.
Yeah, I do.
Suck
too
my
now.
Fucking nipples. I
suck
love that
on
shit.
Suck my tits, dude.
Dude, my nipples are sensitive as fuck, dude.
Yeah, it's nice. I didn't think I'd like it.
Ooh.
I'm into it.
My baby knows. She wants to speed me up, dude. If she starts sucking my nips,
going?
I'm done, dude.
Yeah, what noise do you make when she starts sucking them?
Whoa.
Oh, you go Asian.
If I get my nips sucked, I am fully like it's... Dude, that is my boner rocket.
I'm like, stop.
Ooh.
You better stop. You're going to make me fucking pop right now.
Dude, I yesterday got some fucking snizz. I've been on like a very like no porn.
You got snizz yesterday?
I got fucking snizz. It was like, man, we were on a rocky road, dude. So we were fucking, we had a significant,
the best time to get snizz. Ooh. When you break through that fucking rocky rough patch.
Yeah, we busted through like level 1009 of like rocky run.
Dude, we're on a quick pace. We're trying to catch you. Me and baby girl are trying to fucking match your guys'
what
level.
What level you guys on?
We're on fucking like... Probably rough patch like 28, but it's like 3 months.
Yeah, girl fight or fight with your girl is the worst video game ever, dude.
Oh, it sucks.
Oh, dude, I was, and it's like a maze, dude. They like make these mazes for you, and then you have to sit there like the fucking mythical hero you are and break through their fucking illusions, dude, and their riddles. She's just putting up riddles and illusions. You have to be like, wait a second, no, and you have to break
that. Is this true? Are you a fucking idiot? Am I an idiot? Am I a fucking idiot? What's happening? Are we both idiots?
Yeah, dude.
Maybe we're both idiots.
That I was on that a couple times where I'm like, I'm nuts. You're fucking nuts.
Yeah, every once in a while we'll be like,
we're gonna end up
out
in pajama pants
and
during
I'm
the
just
day.
Like, we're fucking idiots.
Yeah, a couple times I thought I was on like the Choose Your Own Adventure where like I'd end up in like pajama pants arguing with the cops there. I'm like,
pajama pants VFW.
You've been running me down for 10 years.
Yeah, you've been going all black, man.
Oh, did you see True Detective?
Yeah.
What is she's like? You're so dumb. Everything you touch turns to shit. And he's like, woman, you've been running me down for 10 years,
dude.
Yeah,
the Choose Your Own Adventure is definitely, and so far everyone I see leads me to just drunk at a VFW.
Oh, for sure.
That's how my life ends. Hammered at an Elks.
That's just a good.
Like, Notre Dame lost again? Heart attack, and that's it. Lights out.
Dude, I fucking yesterday, so like, I haven't been on the porn. Without watching porn, I don't jerk off that much at all. I don't have the desire to really that much. I still have to crank one out every now and again, but like... So I
do your are your erections? Do you get like no reason boners, or do you just going?
Sometimes they've been
flaccid.
Coming up. I've been getting like no reason boners. I caught a dude. I like saw something the other day.
I'm sorry. This is. I got to give credit to baby girl for this because this is very funny. Which sucks because it was definitely one of her exes that came up with it.
Yeah.
But whoever he was funny. He calls a semi chicken parm for some reason. Like if you have a semi erect dick, he's like, oh, you got chicken parm going.
That's
calling
actually,
it your parm is so funny.
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, I got chicken parm. I'm parmed up.
I got parm. Dude, I noticed that like if you quit porn, I'm like, I think like 25% rewired. When you quit porn, you start getting like the rockest of hard fucking birds, dude. It's hard too, though, holding back your crumb. So I was like going so slow, dude, holding my crumb, and I'm going doing a couple of fucking full stops, just you know, like the ride stops when people are getting
on. Full
dude.
Stop,
yeah, dude.
I'll full stop and like go for like a kiss.
I just go all the way in and full stop. Like, what are you doing? Keep going. I'm like,
just let it sit.
I'm like, hold on. I want to go slow. Dude, so I'm going, and finally, it's time, dude. I'm like, all right, this can't go on any longer.
Yeah.
And I pull out thinking, like, it's just another crumb like any other. I pulled up a sports bra to crumb into it, and as it started coming out, I was like, this is not for sport, and it just shot over the sports bra.
Sports bras.
Dude, all I heard was her like, when the girls get come on, they're like, oh my God. I'm like, literally in the middle. At one point, was like, then I went, I started letting out high pitch, dude. It was so much crumb, dude. It was so. I started letting out high pitch. I was worried my neighbor could hear me,
dude. I'm sorry. Today, this morning, I had sex and I made a funny noise when I came, and it made me laugh so hard. I was like, I'm gonna fucking come. Because we were in a fucking gay condom.
Really?
Yeah. That's the only time I ever have the confidence to CP.
It's
not a true CP,
God,
but
dude.
Yeah.
No, that's still even no. But I'm saying even CPing with a condom on, I'm a screaming demon.
Yeah,
dude.
I was just like, I was like, I'm gonna come.
I can't stay silent, dude. When all my nerve endings are firing in that one spot of that one moment, I can't hold it in, dude.
Yeah, dude, you become one with the universe. You just float through the cosmos. Oh, my God. You fucking Neil deGrasse. Well,
the funniest part is, like, I knew exactly where I was, and I was just like, I knew I was coming. She starts laughing at me when I'm like, oh! And yeah.
When you would do that when we lived together, I'd be in the room over
laughing. I didn't know you could hear me.
Yeah, you're screaming. Every time you come, you're like, I'm going to do it. I'd be in my room like, half asleep.
Dude, the whole time, dinner, I'm like, shh.
I know. The whole time, every time you'd fuck, it'd be like loud clapping, and then you'd be like, shh, 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 shh. I'd hear you be like, Shane. He can hear us, Shane.
Dude, I can't help it, dude. I'm a passionate man.
No, it's hot. It's hot. I'll give it, like, when you're telling a chick to be quiet when she's, like, making noises, it's so awesome. Fucking hot. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Every shush, I'm like, oh, God, I'm harder. Oh, God. Yeah. Every shush, I'm closer to coming.
She can make me, if a chick, whenever she wants to end it, she can make it end just by making a lot of noise.
Oh, dude.
And I'm just like, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
If they say anything come, like, about coming, lady. I'm like, oh, God.
I sounded like the grape lady when I came. I was like, here, watch this.
Oh my God.
Your demons you can conquer.
That's what I'm saying.
That's one thing I love about the Shat Nation, dude. And the podcast. This is low key inspirational. Check your bitch.
Yep.
That's what everybody here needs to know. You gotta make sure your bitch is checked.
You gotta Suge Knight your bitch every now and again. Just fucking psychically feed over the fucking LA, over the fucking Mohican Sun. Vanilla ice
her, dude. Hold her over the fucking balcony.
Figuratively.
Yeah, dude. Or you could literally, domestic violence is sick, dude.
Or you know what's a good move? If you're fucking arguing with your girlfriend, since you can't hit her, to start shadow boxing like around, just turn around and just be like, it's like, what are you doing? Just be like, I'm fucking, I just need some time. And just show her the fucking raw power you have, dude.
I've never punched
just pick
a wall.
Things up, pick up the table, and like,
start lifting heavy shit. I've never punched a wall, like, out of anger outside of like a Notre Dame game.
Did you really?
My current bitch is pushing me to wall punching
levels.
Did you
ever smash a phone?
No.
That's what I tell any girl I've dated that made me smash a phone. I'm like, welcome to the Hall of Greats. Three women in my life made me smash phones.
You're officially great.
You're in the Hall of Greats if you make me smash a fucking phone, dude. There's a lot of androids in the junkyard, dude, from a couple of relationships. Fucking bye!
Yeah. I had a friend at Elon. He played fullback. He was from Jersey. Above his bed in his dorm room, because he would lay on his back on the phone with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Holes fucking everywhere in this guy's wall next to his bed, because he'd be on the phone and he'd just be like, I remember, because then he would call his mom.
Yeah.
And it would be the fun, because he was a WOP. He was from Jersey.
Oh, my
jacked
God.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Jacked motherfucker. Draws. His name was fucking Joey Draws, dude. Oh, he was huge. He horrified me. But he would call his mom after, he'd be like, hey, Ma! He's like, I'm going to kill this bitch, Ma. Like, he would go full fucking Guido, punching walls and shit. I was like, damn, this guy's in love.
He definitely hit his girlfriend.
He's in love. No, he didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I'm still kind of friend. I still like the guy.
He was like Ronnie. Was he as jacked as Ronnie?
He was Ronnie. And he might have been Ronnie.
What are you fucking crazy? I gotta talk to Ma now. What are you doing to me? You're making me call my mother
at
this
hour. He was
Jersey
Shore, yeah.
Oh my God.
But he played fullback and he was fucking yoked, dude.
My mom's gotta get up at 6 a.m. to smoke cigarettes. She doesn't have time for this. I don't have time for what you're doing to me.
I was like 300 pounds just sitting there, just like, what the fuck is going on, dude? I'm trying to black out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is, yeah, I mean, I've finally found somebody that made me want to punch walls. It's good. It's nice. It's nice being in love, dude.
Yeah, you're in fucking, you're like, this is
I've been in love before. This is the first love.
This is where
I've
been in love?
I'm just full domestic violence coursing through my veins.
All I know is love, dude.
Yeah, you're pretty much always in love.
I've never been
in
love.
It's my first love relationship.
Bro.
It stinks.
It gets to the point where the next thing you're 32 and you're like, what the fuck? How does this always happen to me?
Yeah, why does this always happen to me?
Why am I always in love?
Love is where you're both, yeah, there's no, you don't feel that rage coursing through you.
Yeah.
Straight love, though, That's when you're punching walls, calling your ma.
Yeah, that's when you're having like arguments. Like I'll have like
turn into Wario.
I'll have
turn into Wario.
He probably jump over there and kick your ass. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Yeah, love is Mario. That'd be funny if Mario. Love is Mario. Love is Wario.
That could be the level. That could be what Mario's all about, dude. His girlfriend was cheating. He was trying to drive, get to the castle and just beat the fuck out of her. Just
beat the shit out of turtles.
Just gets to the castle and hits her with a wrench. He's like, this is what I told you. I'm hanging out with people like this.